My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. On the pitch. On Bhadradrago.
Gosh.
And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Mega products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for tuning in. Man, so hour number three, this is the first week of doing three-hour programs. Yesterday afternoon, I got deathly ill. I had fever and chills and sweats and body aches, and I was a mess. And I didn't kind of get back on my feet, so to speak, until about 1 or 2 o'clock this morning. And so I apologize. I got a little mixed up on my scheduling, and I called T Rose literally like as we were coming into this segment. I feel terrible. And then I'm trying to get my guests that are going to be on in a half an hour, and they're going, wait a minute, you're early. And I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm just a little bit. Anyway, my apologies, but we're making it through, and I'm feeling much, much better thanks to prayer and some naturopathics that I take as well. All right. Welcome. Hour number three. We're doing 3 hours now, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., Monday through Friday, Eastern time. 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. And it's fun. It's a kick. I get to really begin the day with that first cup of coffee with my audience. And that's very cool. All right. I want to welcome Tieran Rose Mandelberg, also known as T Rose. And I want to give a big shout out to the Mandelberg family and Mama Mandelberg. Great to have all of you with us. T Rose, welcome. Good to have you, dear.
Thanks, Pastor Greg. Glad to be here. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're feeling better.
I'm going to tell you, I seriously, I mean, it was, I know, I don't want to be over dramatic, but it was really bad. I was seriously thinking, man, okay, maybe I'm not going to make it to tomorrow. I mean, I just, man, I was sick. I was really sick, and I couldn't stop the shaking and the chills. That was, you know.
It's just like 24 hours or what?
I guess, not quite, but yeah, to basically kind of to that end. So I've got some congestion and I'm just going to keep hitting it with, you know, some natural stuff that I've got, but man, it was, not fun. So I'm probably going to like shorten everything today and be like, okay, I'm done. Going to bed. Going back to bed now and just take it easy.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, all right. So I've got to ask you, do you feel like you have less rights than a sparkler? Are you feeling?
No, I do not feel like that at all.
Oh, I was concerned. I thought as soon as I saw that, I thought, oh, poor T Rose. I'm gonna have to ask her if she's feeling like she's, you know, a little more valued than a sparkler, or if she's feeling a little under that. I don't know. I actually Katy Perry's parents came to a church here, a local church here, and I actually met them, and they're you know, really neat people, and you know, you look, God's got currently on the face of the earth 7 billion people, and there's a whole bunch of them that are not living right, okay. So, you know, when you're a parent, you do everything that you can to get your kids headed in the right direction. But once they walk out that door, once they leave, once they've done all that, that's on them. That's you hope that you've built a relationship with them so that you can be kind of a conciliary. And when it comes to important decisions, there's good two-way conversation, and they will. But man, let them live. My advice to you, parents, is let your kids live their life. Don't try to control them or manage them. You will lose them. And I would just remind parents, you didn't want your mom and dad, you know, controlling you. You wanted to be your own person. Let them be their own person, but be there as a guidepost to help them and allow them to be able to be open and honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important. When I look at how our culture has devolved. I had a pastor that was just on with me just before you, T Rose, and man, he was, you know, black pastor, just really getting into, you know, what needs to be happening in black communities and reaching these young men. That's what needs to happen. They don't have, you know, good godly men that are stepping yeah. in and helping to lead them along the way. And if you're in a situation where the parents are trying to be too controlling, then you're going to get the opposite of the result that you're trying to get, I think.
Right. Yeah. No, I agree with that. You know, you got to give kids, I mean, I'm not a parent myself, but just in seeing the way that my parents raised me and my siblings, and then seeing now my sisters and brothers start to raise their kids, like, the kids are going to still make mistakes regardless of how they were raised, you know? Mm-hmm. But you just have to be there with like grace and love for them, and raise them the right way. But, you know, I think the fundamental principle that a lot of these kids are lacking is Jesus. And a lot of parents, I think things would be so much better. I was, like I said last week, I think it was, I was out on the hill, just listening to people talk after Roe v. Wade, and one woman said, you know, these people just need Jesus, and things would be completely different. And it's so indicative of everything that's going on. To fill people in with the Katy Perry situation, basically Katy Perry posted on Twitter a tweet on the 4th of July and said, "Baby, You're a Firework," which is one of her songs, is a 10. So she was rating it a 10. And then she said, "But women in the U.S. have fewer rights than an actual sparkler." So that's what Pastor Greg was referring to when he was talking about me having a less rights than a sparkler, which is so totally false, because, you know, with the overturn of Roe v. Wade, a lot of people are saying, there's, you know, women are being controlled and there's no more rights. But, you know, rights begin in the womb. Without the right to live, all other rights are meaningless. So that's when the rights begin, and the baby in the womb has rights, and we can't terminate that pregnancy because abortion is murder. And this isn't about control, you know, like, I don't know, Katy Perry and a lot of Hollywood just use whatever they can to tout their opinions. And the fact that they were using the 4th of July to defend abortion is very unpatriotic of them.
I agree. Well, you know, I think, you know, And the onus, because the unfortunate thing is that now we teach Darwinism, so we teach evolution, mm-hmm. so we devalue human beings immediately by teaching that as a fact when it's not, it's a lie. It takes more faith to believe that than it does to believe in a creator, a loving God that is taken the time to create each one of us, especially with the intricacies of the coding that is a part of our DNA and a part of our genome and so on, the machines within each cell that allow those cells to work are just absolutely massively complicated, way beyond anything we've ever created in computer processing. But that being said, when you do that now, you take away the value of the human being. So you're telling kids from the very beginning that they have no value. They're the same as an animal.
Mm-hmm.
Man and animals are the same. And so having sex is something that you really can't control. You've got to have it because you're a rabbit. You don't have conscience, and you don't have morality, and you don't have self-control and all of those things. And so look, At the end of the day, the bottom line here is stop handing out condoms.
Right.
And stop telling, because you're when you hand that boy a condom, you're saying, go hunt down a woman and have
mm-hmm.
sex.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about devaluing women?
Right. No.
Yeah. I mean, I can't think of anything that would be more devaluing than handing out condoms so that You know, and then, you know, they're handing out the contraceptives for girls so that girls can run around and exhibit the same poor behavior as boys.
Yep.
And have as much sex as they want, except, oops, you got pregnant, and now that life growing inside of you, that's the problem, not the fact that you had sex when you obviously weren't ready to have sex, because the whole thing behind having sex is procreation.
Right, right. But the whole pro-choice thing, like, you made the choice when you decided to, you know, to engage in sexual intercourse. Like, that's when you made the choice. The choice, the baby is not the problem now. Like, you already caused this. The baby's already there. Now you deal with it.
Yeah. You know, I remember growing up, you know, because I didn't grow up in a Christian household. But I remember growing up and my dad saying to me, hey, if you ever get a girl pregnant, you're marrying her.
Yep.
Period. So you better think about that. But if you're going to do that, that better be somebody you want to spend your life with, because that's the consequence of making that decision. All right, we're going to take a break. We've got some news stories we'll cover right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone, a product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a green fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My guest is T. Rose, and she is a staff writer and researcher for Free Speech America through MRC and Newsbusters. So let's get into some of the, the stories that are out there. What are some of the things that you're most watching?
Yeah, so I deal primarily with abortion and pro-life stuff, which is so hot topic right now. In a positive note, a story I wrote earlier last week and then again yesterday is about an insurance company called Buffer. And so as of late, with Roe v. Wade being overturned, a lot of companies are coming out and saying, we're going to pay for you guys to get abortions. So Amazon pledged to pay up to $4,000 for abortion fees. Dick's Sporting Goods, they said that they would reimburse up to $40,000 for travel fees, for, you know, women and their dependents to go and get abortions. And a company in Texas, Buffer, they said, you know what? We're going to take a different stand. We're going to help pay for women to have time off of work. We're going to help pay for prenatal visits and doctor visits so that women can have pregnancies and bring their babies to full term in good health. And we're also going to pay for fees for adoption. And so, you know, helping with medical things that they adopt. So this insurance company is literally helping pay for life instead of death, which has become commonplace for what a lot of other companies are supporting. And honestly, I wrote this and I was like, wow, this is just so rare, because it's honestly, Pastor Greg, it's cheaper to abort a child than it is to raise it, you know, 18 years, right? You got to pay for college. You got to pay 18 years of food and shelter and all that stuff. So it's cheaper for companies to just say, all right, here's a couple $1,000, abort your baby, and then we don't have to worry about losing an employee for, you know, a couple weeks, a couple months while you have your maternity leave. We don't have to worry about that. We can keep on as business as usual. So it was so rare to see this company saying, you know what, we don't care if you need time off to raise your baby. We're going to let you have that, and we're not going to complain about it. We encourage you to bring life into this world. It was so rare, but honestly, the most disheartening part was that it was unique.
Right. That it actually was something that was not normal, but something that was out of the norm. That is very sad. Well, your next story, unfortunately, takes us back into the world of perversion and destruction, and that is the Biden's Department of Education hired, defended underage gay prostitution website. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so back in January, early this year, January 2022, the Biden administration hired Sam Brinton, and he, with the Office of Nuclear Energy, So Brinton is a very interesting character. This person, Brinton, uses they, them pronouns. They enjoy having animal sexuality and have like animal fetishes, and including what he called puppy play. It's a very, very interesting character. And so,
wait. He enjoys animals. What exactly does that even mean?
To be honest, I don't really want to know.
Okay.
But to the best of my knowledge, they enjoy, this person enjoys pretending to be a puppy and during sexual intercourse. So they will, like, pretend, they call it puppy play. So they'll, I don't know how it all works. I don't want to know.
No, that's okay.
Basically, they enjoy pretending to be dogs during.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, it's quite bizarre.
Okay.
And also, gay uncle BDSM. And I'm pretty sure, I think BDSM has something to do with props. I don't really know. But gay uncle BDSM, whatever that means, you know, use your imagination. Just a really, really strange character. But the Biden administration hired him. But that's not the worst of it. Basically, this guy, Brinton, defended rentboy.com. And now we had to do some research because I don't know what rentboy.com is off the top of my head. But I'm not ashamed of that because this website is a website that openly solicits underage gay sex and encourages young people to be part of this website. And supposedly they're not harming anyone, but it's like, I don't know, it's like pornography or what, but basically there's a gray area. So if there's any, you know, babies, obviously on the site, they'll take that off. But anything over the babies is sort of just a gray area, and they can be on this site. And Brinton was like, yes, I approve this site, and I will die on this hill. I love this site, that kind of thing. But that's the kind of people that the current White House is employing.
Yeah, and I guess it would be comical. I mean, it's bizarre, except that this is a person who's going to have direct interaction with children and deciding the kind
terrifying.
Of curriculum that's going to be in your school. So when you show up and say, I don't want porn in my school, this guy's going to say, well, you're just bigoted. Go away.
Yeah,
we're putting porn
exactly.
in your school. All right, we got to jump. T-Rose, my guest, MRC and Newsbusters Free Speech America. I'm Pastor Greg, back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nega products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today.
today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a green fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being with me. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. All right, there he is, and let's see. I think I have got him. Hello, Mr. Frederer. Great to be with you. Hang on a second. Let me make a... There we go. Quick adjustment so that the audience can hear you as well. And now let me bring you onto the screen as well with us. Joining me, my co-host during this segment is Rick Manning, and he is with us. And I am joined also on screen by Mr. Bill Federer, who is with us live from Alaska. How about that?
Yeah, Anchorage, Alaska.
Okay. Well, it's really a pleasure to see you, and we haven't actually visually seen each other since Austin.
That's right. That's right. And you're a walking miracle. I'm always inspired by you, Greg.
Oh, thank you, brother. Thank you. Well, I am really honored and pleased to have you with me today. I wanted to talk about our founders and about the founding of our nation this week being, I think, you know, a week to celebrate the independence and the declaration of our independence. And my question for you, Bill, is looking at our current situation, would our founders recognize the nation that we have right now?
No. They spent time breaking away from the most powerful king on the planet. The King of England was a globalist. He was a one-world government guy with him at the top. They had a sun never set on the British Empire. The king had Australia, New Zealand, Hong Kong, British Guyana, Canada, Barbados, Bermuda, Jamaica, and America. And our founders decided they didn't like a globalist one world government guy telling us what to do. So they broke away and flipped it and made the people the king. So kings have subjects who are subjected to the king's will. Democracies and republics have citizens. The word citizen is Greek. It means co-ruler, co-sovereign, co-king. So basically, it's a polarity change in the flow of power. So the top down, ruled by the government, it's bottom up, ruled by we. And there's two ways in which kings can take the power back. Fear and free stuff. when people are afraid, they'll trade freedom for security. And when they get dependent on free stuff, they'll incrementally give up their freedom to have the free stuff continue. And so you look through history, in times of fear that happens coincidentally, even back to ancient Israel, when they were being invaded, they would go out to Jephthah, right? It was sort of an outcast. And they say, look, you be our captain. You're a good fighter. Or they'd go to, Gideon, you be our captain and you and your sons reign over us. And to Gideon's credit, he said, no, the Lord shall reign over you. But it's like when there's a crisis, people will go to somebody and say, look, we'll give you control. Just save us. And so that has worked its way down through Machiavelli and Hegel, where there's quite a bit of philosophical background for intentionally creating fearful situations. And so this is where socialism, the British Empire, for example, they became the biggest empire in the world. Did they just walk into a country and say, hi, we're here to take over? No. And so look at how they took over India. In 1714, the British landed in Bengal and opened a trading post that turned into a trading fort that turned into them having guns. And they would give guns to one kingdom and guns to another kingdom until the two kingdoms would fight each other. And when they weakened each other enough, the British would come in to restore order and would take control of both kingdoms. And so they did this again and again until they took over all of India, a quarter of the world's population. And
wow.
And so we see that this happens again and again throughout history, where you have Hegel turned it into an equation there in Germany, where you have a triangle. One corner is a thesis, the opposite corner is an antithesis, and the top corner is a synthesis. It sounds complicated, but it's not. And so the idea is you start off with the thesis, the status quo, you create an antithesis, you create a crisis where people are in fear, and then they'll be willing to give up some freedoms to settle for a synthesis, which is the top of the triangle. And you do this over and over again, create a crisis, people give up some freedoms, you consolidate power, create another crisis, people give up some freedoms, you consolidate power.
So I guess the question then, relative to where we stand today, is what has been put into our founding documents that gives we the people the ability potentially to turn this thing around? Because I was very interested in, you said that we are the sovereigns. Because a lot of pastors preach Romans 13 and say, oh, we need to submit to all of the authority. But they don't understand, I believe, that in America, we the people, we are the authority. It's us. It's by consent. It's we the people, not some distant monarchy.
Yeah, so you're hitting it right on the head. Paul was living in the Roman Empire when he wrote that. And matter of fact, the whole world was kings. Chinese emperors, Indian maharajas, Egyptian pharaohs, Roman emperors, Greek kings, Alexander the Great. The world had always been kings. And so that was when the scenario that Paul was writing. Our founding fathers realized, and it took quite a bit of time, that the people are the king. And this came out of the Reformation, and you had the influence of church government. So England, the king was the head of the Anglican church, so he liked a hierarchical church government. right? The king, the Archbishop of Canterbury, the curates, the deacons, the vicars, the, you know, and your relationship with God is through this very elaborate hierarchy. Well, with the Reformation came congregational forms of church government, where the pastor's job is to get everybody to have their own relationship with the Lord, coach them to become mature Christians, read the Bible every day, pray every day, and then plug into the body and find your gift and eye, hand, ear, whatever, a foot, and get involved. And then as you take in and give out, you grow, right? You learn something spiritual, and then you can teach the kids. And everybody's involved, and the body of Christ grows. And that's the model that was used in New England. So they basically took their congregational church model and they made it their community model. And they met in the same building. The word synagogue is Hebrew. It means meeting house. And so in Boston, they had the old South meeting house and the old North meeting house. And so they would meet there to be taught the Bible. And then that was where they had church. But also they would meet there to elect their city elders. I mean, why build a separate building just to talk about a different topic? And so when the Revolutionary War starts, the military governor that was sent over, Thomas Gage, he said, democracy is too prevalent in America, and he shut down all these town hall meetings. We don't need the people deciding. You just do what the king tells you, right? So the conflict was between bottom-up versus top-down. And so you saw this develop where Connecticut's called the Constitution State, and they really perfected the bottom-up form of government. So in America, the people are the king. It would be sort of silly for a king to obey his servant. Imagine a king going through the castle, and the janitor says, King, I'm sorry, you can't go in this part of the castle anymore. It's off limits to you. You're like, but who are you? Oh, I'm the janitor. Where'd you come from? Oh, the cook and the butler. They hired me. It's like, well, the cook and the butler are my servants. So you're like a servant of a servant. I mean, it's like, what's a Supreme Court justice? They're appointed by the president. Well, I voted in the president. Well, they're confirmed by the Senate. Well, I voted in the Senate. So the Supreme Court justices are like a servant of a servant, right? And right. So when they say, well, there's no more marriage, it can be gay, it can be anything you want. And it's like, from now on, you have to obey this. Thankfully we had a couple good decisions. That's why they want to hurry up and make any middle-of-the-road Supreme Court justices resign. They sort of pressure them backdoor deals to resign so they can put in these progressive justices who don't care about what the founders intended. They're just pushing an agenda. But hopefully we can maintain some good justices that realize, no, it's not the Supreme Court's job to make the laws. They're the servants. Yeah. They're servants of the servants. We, the people, are the king. And so there's a great quote from Governor Morris. He was one of the signers of the declaration, but he says, the magistrate is not the king, the people are the king.
Very important for us to understand that. We're going to be going into a break. when we come back, Rick, I want to give you an opportunity to ask Bill a couple of questions as well when we come back. We're talking, folks, today really about the founding of the country. We've been talking about this week, and I think it's an important topic for us to have conversation about because there's so much misunderstanding about it. And in particular, I've been focusing, Bill, on 1 Samuel 8 and 9. You know, where God told them what would happen if you chose a king, and that our founders looked at that and said, that's what we don't want, that's what we have had, and we don't want a king. Back after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the communities are so thankful for Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free, or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hope hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thank you so much for being with me today. My guest, Rick Manning, my co-host from Americans for Limited Government, the president of Americans for Limited Government. You can also pick up articles from the Daily Torch, but go over to getliberty.org to get more information. And Bill Federer is with us today. And Bill, you still got the American Minute that people can get signed up and get that. How do people sign up for the American Minute?
Oh, thank you. My website's AmericanMinute.com, AmericanMinute.com, daily email, and then about 25 books that I've written, and have an archive of all my past posts. But AmericanMinute.com.
There you go, AmericanMinute.com. All right, so Rick, why don't you ask your question that you were asking in the break, and then we'll let Bill answer that.
Sure. As many people, most people know, the government is set up to be limited, to have and with individual rights guaranteed in the Constitution through Bill of Rights. But Madison, in trying to build this government, trying to construct an idea here, how did he view pure democracy, and how did he try to solve that problem?
Right. So you have the government of the king, and then democracies and republics are attempts to take the power of the king and give it to the people. The word democracy has two meanings. One was popularized during the Cold War as a contrast to communism. And this was Harry S. Truman's inaugural address. And so about eight times in his address, he goes, democracy, the people are in charge, and communism, the government's going to take control. And so that's sort of a general reference to a popular government, the people involved. But as an actual functioning form of government, a democracy is only worked on a small level, like a city state. Why? Because every citizen had to be at every meeting every day to talk about every issue. Totally time consuming. 6,000 citizens of Athens, everybody had to show up at the Agora marketplace. And if you didn't keep up with what they're talking about today, you are called an idiotus, an idiot.
Wow. Right?
And so, 40% of Athens was slaves because they had to work the everything so that the citizens could hang around and just talk about what they're going to talk about today. But it could not grow larger than a city because you logistically had to be there. Republics could get larger. Republics is where you take care of your family and your farm, and you have someone in your place that goes to the market every day. They're your representative. So it's easy to remember the REP in Republic is basically the REP in representative. Now, in America, we have a democratically elected constitutional republic. What's that? So we elect our representatives. In ancient Rome, the representatives were hereditary. So they had a king named Tarquin, whose son raped a virtuous woman named Lucretia. And so Lucretia gets in front of the Roman leaders and commits suicide right in front of them. And so the Roman leaders kill King Tarquin, get rid of his son, and they set up a republic. But in the republic, They made a rule that if anybody made themselves king, anybody could kill the person without any repercussions. So for 500 years in Rome, nobody wanted to come close to being called the king. But it was those original guys that killed King Parker that were the representatives, and they had a hereditary position that they would pass down through their family members, sort of like a Lord, you know, House of Lords in England. But in this scenario in America, we democratically elect our representatives, but the representatives are limited by something called a constitution, right? They have rules. They can't just do whatever they want, and they have a purpose. So the constitution is sort of like the bylaws, but the mission statement of our country is the declaration. What's that? We get rights from a creator, and the government's job is to protect our creator-given rights.
Right.
So we have a democratically elected constitutional republic to defend and protect and guarantee rights from a creator. But this is like a genetically engineered seed. But what do you do with a seed? You plant it in soil. So we get rid of Saddam Hussein. We give him a constitution almost identical to ours. In one election cycle, they vote in Sharia law, where it's the death penalty if you leave Islam and you can beat your wife. And we're scratching our heads thinking, why didn't the seed work? Well, you planted it in an Islamic soil. And you get rid of the Berlin Wall, and we go over there and give them a constitution identical to ours. And in one generation, they vote in, you know, the black market, the mafia, the organized crime. And we're saying, why didn't the seed work? Well, you planted it in a soil that's got 70 years of atheism plowed in it.
Right.
The seed only works in a soil that's Judeo-Christian, right? Where you believe rights come from a creator. This creator is not a respecter of persons. And so our form of government really only works in a country where they believe the Bible.
in a Christian nation, bottom line, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And yet you have these people running around saying, you know, separation of church and state, get God out of this. God doesn't belong in it. God has nothing to do with the government of the United States or the Constitution or any of these documents.
Yeah. And now, what Rick also was pointing to, there's a ditch on either side of the road, and the founders realized that concentrated power, you have a king and you have no rights. But the other side is no king, pure democracy. It's chaos. It's anarchy. Unless each citizen is taught the law, and what motivates them to follow the law is there's a God who is watching everyone. He wants you to be fair. He's going to hold you accountable in the future. So you're about to steal. I mean, it's going to be mob rule. But then if everybody believes, hey, God is watching us, he wants us to be fair, he's going to hold us accountable in the future, maybe we should hesitate stealing. Maybe we should hesitate smashing windows and taking things because we're accountable to God. So you take the power of the king. It only works if the people are taught the law and they're accountable to God.
Bill, thanks so much for being with us today to walk us through this. And, you know, we keep telling folks that without God, our Constitution can't stand, our nation can't stand. We've got to get back to that foundation. Hopefully, at some point, there'll be an awakening where people will say, gee, maybe they were right about that. And we'll begin to get people back on track. Thanks for all that you're doing. Keep fighting the good fight. We're going to say goodbye for today. Thank you very much for being with me, folks. I greatly appreciate it. And I'll be back with you tomorrow, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Time, right here on your favorite station. At the end of the day, when I stand before me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth.
God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.